talk to Emma McNamara, who joins us with the business. Morning, Emma.
Morning, Rachel, and thank you. In one of the biggest enforcement fines ever, two units of insurance group Aviva were fined almost €2.5 million yesterday by the central bank for a series of failures in their internal control systems. The central bank said Aviva did not monitor performance of investment managers adequately and failed to review investment policies on an annual basis. And to talk about enforcement more generally, we're joined now by Peter Oakes, who's the director of enforcement at the central bank. Peter Oakes, I know you can't comment on each individual case of enforcement at the central bank, but could you give us a little bit of background on the Aviva case?
Yeah, certainly. This involved an action against two Aviva entities, and Aviva Life and Pensions and Aviva Insurance Europe, relating to breaches coming out of their stock lending program. And we've published two fairly detailed publicity statements setting out what actually happened in this area. If you'd like, I could just briefly run through that, in the sense of the firm failing, and these firms were failing to adopt adequate investment policies, have sufficient parameters around this thing called stock lending. And stock lending is a situation where if you're an insurance company and you take on money from policyholders, you'll need to invest that money. That might go in the form of equities. You can actually lend those equities out. It's called stock lending, and you need controls around that, and the boards need to know what's going on in that area, as do the management team themselves. And this was a case where we felt that there was inadequate reporting and internal control systems around stock lending. It's our second stock lending case. Our previous one was Alico, which was actually a higher fine, and you can read into that maybe the more serious nature of the Alico one. But the Aviva one's accumulative fine is quite high, and I think the message we're sending out is that when you outsource investment activities as a firm, you remain responsible for monitoring those, making sure there's proper systems and controls in place.
Bring us up to date, if you could, about enforcement so far this year, the increase in enforcement fines and cases taken.
Sure. I might, just before I go into that, I might give you a little bit of context. I mean, we did issue an enforcement strategy back in 2010, not long after I joined, and this dovetails into all the work of the central bank from our supervisory themes and our enforcement priorities, and indeed the bank's own strategic plans. So in 2012, we've concluded 16 settlement agreements, 16 enforcement actions. The fines have been just under $8.5 million. Again, say last year we did 10 enforcement actions, and the fines there were just over $5 million. So it's roughly a 60% increase on the amount of enforcement action we've taken, and also an increase of around about 70% in the size of fines. Now, we did say that we were ramping up enforcement activity in 2010, and if you look since 2010, that has increased. So we've kept to our word.
Now, you say that a number of these cases have involved some of the most serious breaches of consumer protection, and that systems and controls aren't really or haven't been operating sufficiently. In terms of the big names there, can Allied Irish Bank, Combined Insurance Company of Europe Limited, Ulster Bank Ireland and Alico, some pretty big fines there ranging from $3.2 million to $2 million. What has enforcing these cases and fining the financial institutions involved achieved?
Talking to my colleagues in supervision and talking to folk in the industry, we do believe that this is having the desired effect in making people more aware and firms more aware of their obligations. When we did our market transaction reporting cases, which are where stockbrokers were not filing the information with us in a correct fashion, we took some enforcement action there. We were told by our supervisors that the quality of the data that was coming into the bank after those fines increased dramatically. And that's very important to a regulator like us, because we need that sort of data to help us monitor for market abuse and other financial crimes. I think really with our enforcement actions, where it's hitting at home is at the level of the boards and the very senior executives in relation to their personal accountability in this area. And to date, most of our actions have only involved taking actions against firms. But we did say at our enforcement conference last week, both Matthew Elderfield and myself, that we are obviously looking at ways that we can take more action or increase our action against individuals, because we know that's where the responsibility can normally lay in relation to enforcement actions.
That hasn't happened before in Ireland. It's something that would be quite common elsewhere. But how would you go about taking a case, an enforcement case against an individual? Do you have an example of where that might happen?
Well, we have taken enforcement action against individuals. I think there's been nine to date, and they've agreed agreed to disqualifications from the industry. But what we need to do in relation to the laws that we have is demonstrate that somebody participated in the contravention that the firm was involved in. And it's not an easy test to prove, but it is something that we've always said that if we find the right evidence and we can show the culpability of the individual, we will pursue those cases. And I feel that going into 2013 and 2014, you'll see us more in that space. I think also what we need to recognise is that where one does go after individuals to hold them accountable, they will fight their corner. Regulated firms, as we've seen it with the international enforcement actions in the last week or so, will tend to settle. Individuals don't tend to settle. They will fight their patch.
And in terms of these individuals, there has been mention in the speeches that you've mentioned, the recent speeches from both yourself and Matthew Elderfield, that the three financial crisis cases, Irish Nationwide Building Society, the Quinn Group and the former Anglo, individual cases in any of those coming up?
Because those matters are under investigation, I'm just not at liberty really to talk about those. But I mean, I think folk who have been following the Anglo case know where that is sitting in relation to the criminal jurisdiction. And at the moment, the central bank's case, it's still under investigation. But we've been asked to defer our what we call our examination of it further because of the potential prejudice it may cause the Garda and the DPP. So that's the Anglo one. On the other two cases, they are under investigation, but I just can't go into issues about individuals at this point.
You've mentioned that since enforcement actions have begun, the quality of the information that you're getting back from your supervisors or from the stockbrokers that you supervise has improved. A couple of months ago, your colleague Fiona Muldoon made the headlines when she likened the banks to teenagers in terms of dealing with the mortgage crisis. How would you characterise the firms you deal with and how they deal with enforcement?
I think for some firms, it takes a little bit of time for them to accept the seriousness of the nature of an enforcement action, because what enforcement deals with is a specific issue which is sent over to us by the supervisors. But we've found generally that most of the firms will come to the party and they will begin to cooperate before things can get potentially nasty. So I'd have to say that the level of cooperation varies, but we are getting it. And I think the other thing too that firms need to think about is the use of their advisors. I often find that their advisors start giving them advice on commercial decisions about whether to settle or not, as opposed to sort of sticking to giving them advice on the accounting or legal implications of an issue. So generally, fingers crossed, we're making progress and the firms are engaging.
And very briefly, Peter Oakes, where would you rank Ireland in terms of enforcement?
Well, we're relatively new in it in the sense of the publication of our enforcement action. So I think we're getting there. And I think a lot of our actions are cited around the world now. So I think we're there in the international space.
Peter Oakes, Director of Enforcement at the Central Bank. Thanks for joining us this morning. Very briefly, on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.32 and 81.